Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
He's so patient, isn't he?
Hmm?
Spearmint. Doesn't seem bothered.
Well, he's used to being like that.
Chris, mouth full of nails?
One nail, Alice. Spearmint's used to me working with him, aren't you, boy?
You're better at it every time I get back from uni.
Am I?
Yes. You've become such an expert.
In so many ways.
Yeah, right, Casanova. You fell asleep as soon as we got back from the ball last night.
I've been working since 7 in the morning.
Well, I'm not complaining.
It was a good night, though.
Wasn't it? I thought the place would be empty.
Bruce has done really well, keeping things going. The relief guy.
Oh, yeah. It was weird, though.
Hmm?
No Sid behind the bar.
Yeah.
He's one of those people you think are always going to be around.
We gave him a brilliant send-off on Thursday. It's a pity he weren't back.
When are Fallon and Jolene due home?
Bruce says he's covering till midweek. Can you lift the stand over?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, nearly done, Spearmint.
Aren't you two gone yet?
Well, apparently not, Dad.
Morning, Brian.
I thought you left ages ago. It's the perfect morning to sell strawberries.
One last shoe to rasp.
Then we're off to the lay-by. So no need to get your braces in a tangle.
You'd better come in, then.
You had remembered I was coming over, Jude.
Yeah. Sit down, Fit.
We agreed on Friday.
Yeah, it's fine.
Are you in the middle of something?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have said I'd have come over later.
No, it's okay. I've just got to get this down while I remember.
Forget I'm here, then. Is it something important?
No.
Oh?
Well, not to me, though Jez Williams thinks it's massive.
It's an assignment.
A really unimportant, idiotic one. But he still won't give me another extension.
That's a shame.
Has to be in by Tuesday. Or else.
Oh, only I was hoping... I spent yesterday printing stuff off the net.
Yeah?
About Spain, the Amalfi Coast in Italy, Greece. Some of the islands look amazing. I thought we could start planning where we're going in the summer.
Fizz!
Not right now, I know. I meant later.
Yeah, maybe.
Where shall I...
Oh, just dump them anywhere.
Right.
Look, I'm not being rude.
No, that's fine.
I was working most of last night on this, then up again this morning as soon as that woman next door woke me, shouting at her dog. I've been flat out ever since.
You haven't had any breakfast?
No. Well, hardly anything.
Do you want me to cook you something?
I don't know if I've got anything in.
I could always go to the shop round the corner.
That's not a bad idea, Fizz. I wouldn't mind something to eat. Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Pull your sleeves right down, Josh, before you put the gloves on.
Okay, Gran.
You don't want a bee crawling up your arm, do you?
Not really.
It'd be nice if we can inspect the house without getting stung.
I was all right when it happened last time.
I know, it's not so terrible. But all the same...
And they can't get in my face.
Let's hope not. Your mum's bee suit fits you perfectly.
I'm going to be taller than her soon.
Probably. Right then, are we ready?
Yeah.
We'll start with the smoker.
Can I do it, Gran?
Watch me on the first hive. We'll puff a little in and then give it a few seconds to take effect.
Does it knock them out?
No, calms them down.
I'd be really annoyed if someone puffed smoke at me.
They think it's a forest fire started when you smoke them.
Doesn't that make them panic?
If you use too much. But if it's only a little, they load up with honey in case they have to fly off.
So they're too heavy to fight?
That's the theory. As long as you leave enough time for the message to go through the hive. And what are we checking for today?
Egg laying? Signs of swarming?
Well remembered. And generally to make sure everything's in order. We should be all right now.
Want me to take the roof off?
Please, Josh. Another touch of smoke. We'll start with this frame once I've cleared the You remember what we call this stuff?
No.
Propolis. That's how they stick things together. So we have to scrape.
They've started flying.
Only one or two. They're seeing what we're up to. But you can't remember what the three types of bee are.
That's easy. The queen, like Pip, always bossing everyone around.
They should lift out now.
The ones like me, who do everything. The workers.
Very good.
And the useless lumps who don't do anything.
The drones.
I call them Bens. But Jones is okay too.
Josh.
So, is it all right?
Very nice, Fizz. Well, have a toast to yourself.
I'm not really hungry.
You can't have been working since the crack of dawn, then.
No.
Is there any more bacon?
Oh, sorry, that's all I bought.
No, it doesn't matter. Thanks for making it.
That's all right.
Yeah, that was good. Now, I'd better get back to it.
What, straight away?
Yeah, it's going to take me quite a while to finish, so...
Do you want me to clean the kitchen?
What?
It's in a bit of a state again.
Is it? Well, okay then, if you want to.
I don't mind.
Fine. Where was I?
And maybe when I've done that, you know, later on, we could go out for a quick
Fizz.
Drink. Or just walk around the block.
I'd love to, but my assignment...
It might do you good to clear your head.
Have you any idea how difficult this is? Writing the back-end script to embed a vector animation.
I don't even know what it means.
Look, all you need to know is it's going to take hours of total concentration.
Oh, right.
So I'm afraid I haven't got time to muck about. Sorry.
That's okay.
Go and have some fun for me. There are some bands on at the Black Dragon this lunchtime.
Yeah?
Yeah, Marco and Stevie are going. Or do something with your own friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I will do. Probably.
Any other time.
It's all right, Jude. I totally understand.
We'll catch up at college tomorrow, okay?
Absolutely. Bye then.
Yeah. Yeah. See you, Fizz.
That is pure class. Must be 50 years old.
Very nice.
Did you see the grill?
Huh?
Amazing. All that chrome.
I was too busy giving change to notice.
Oh, I'd love to drive something like that. Classic American soft top, fins, white wall tyres.
Oh, Chris.
Tail lights in the bumper.
It isn't healthy, feeling that way about a car.
You've got to admit, it was gorgeous.
Well, who knows? If we sell enough strawberries.
How are we doing?
Better, says Mum drove past and tooted us to stop snogging.
That was outrageous. Spying on us.
Oh, it was just bad luck. I should have remembered she was going into Borchester this morning.
Are we going to get any privacy this summer?
Yeah, I doubt it.
It's a pity you're a holiday college.
Oh, I know. Booked up the whole time, right through August.
And if you come round to ours, Mum virtually sits on the end of the bed for a chat.
It's not much better at my place.
You got loads more room.
Yeah, but there are always so many people around.
So you're going to stop?
Maybe Lillian, Gran, even Rory's a problem. I mean, he's lovely, but he's so excited about me being back. He's like a shadow.
I'll soon get bored with you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, and Mum and Dad are always having people over. Oh, yeah, can I come to yours tomorrow night? Or can we go out somewhere?
Whichever you like.
My parents have got guests. Someone important from Rodway's, I think.
Oh, yeah.
If I hang around, I'll only get roped into serving drinks. Or I have to talk about my degree or something equally boring.
Come over whenever you like. If Mum starts handing out questionnaires, we'll do a runner.
Thanks.
Though, if we're going to get any real space this summer, we need to sort out a holiday.
It would help if we knew how much time you've got.
We do. Didn't I tell you, Ronnie's okay again?
His back's better.
Seems to be. And I've done so many extra hours covering, he says I can have a full month.
Oh, brilliant.
Isn't it?
In that sort of time, we could go somewhere really special.
How about Egypt? Be great to see the pyramids.
No, it's too hot this time of year.
Okay. Sweden?
Too cold.
In July?
Maybe it'd be all right for a week, but a month.
You're right. We've got to think big.
New Zealand.
Too far. Too expensive.
Okay, got it.
Go on.
Okay, imagine this. The soft top's down.
Yeah.
Rock and roll's blasting out of the radio. The wind's whistling through our hair.
Oh, yeah.
We'll hire a car exactly like that one.
American road trip. Excellent. Yeah.
Perhaps we ought to go in.
There's only one hive to go, Gran.
Yes, but it's clouding over, and they're starting to fly back.
Only a quick look.
Well, all right, very quick. It is useful having a young pair of eyes around.
Shall I smoke it?
A little. That's it. Now we'll just wait.
And do you want me to film you on Wednesday?
If that's all right.
I'll come straight round after school.
It took me a while to choose a new demonstration recipe, but I think chestnut soup's not a bad choice. Did you just pull a face under that veil?
No.
It's much nicer than it sounds.
If you say so, Gran.
You'll see.
Can I take the roof off yet?
Go on. My cooking has never been in so much demand. I'm baking a pie for Tom this afternoon.
I heard you telling Mum. Shall I smoke them again?
What do you think?
Not yet.
A little, perhaps.
Okay.
It took me ages to find a tin big enough. One that would actually fit in the oven.
What about scraping away the propolis?
Well, there's not very much. That corner, perhaps. And then we'll see if there are any eggs.
Or queen cells?
Yes.
I think that's it.
Lift the frame out.
All right.
You have to look very carefully.
I think... Are those eggs?
Let's see.
They are. Yes.
Well spotted, Josh.
Are they going to be workers or drones?
Workers. And a queen cell's much bigger. In 3 weeks, they'll be taking their first flights.
That's not very long.
But a queen only takes 16 days to mature. Exactly the same sort of egg, but the larva's fed differently.
What's Pip doing back here?
I rather thought she lived here.
She told Mum and Dad she was spending all day at Jude's.
They must have changed the plans then. I'm afraid we'll have to as well. It is going to rain. You put that back, darling.
What about the other frames? They might have some queen cells.
I'll look another day.
Can I do it with you?
Yes, of course you can.
I wouldn't mind. It's been cool.
I've enjoyed having such an enthusiastic helper.
I wish we could stay out now. I like working with bees.
You seem to.
It's a lot better than going back in, having to hear Pip go on about her gross love life all the time.
That's not very nice, Josh. You mustn't begrudge your sister a little happiness.
Oh, perhaps we'd better wait a moment, Benedict.
Hmm?
Your wife stopped to talk to Mike Tucker.
Oh, bless her.
She really is interested in fishing, isn't she?
Oh, yes. You had remembered, hadn't you, that I'd remarried?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, it was just that when we arrived, you seemed...
Good Lord, no, Benedict. No, I was perfectly well aware.
I know it was all quite sudden.
No. I'd heard all about you and Amelia breaking up from Graham Ryder.
Sad business. One minute we were chugging along quite tolerably, and then, well...
How long had you been married?
Almost 30 years.
Goodness.
But, frankly, it had run its course, as these things do.
Yes.
At least the divorce was completely amicable.
Good.
Well, on my side, anyway. And after that, there was no reason to delay matters with Amanda.
No.
I could hardly believe my luck when she said yes.
Must have been quite a surprise for the children.
Well, they've been very good about it, considering the age gap between Amanda and myself. It seems to bother some people.
Really?
Well, not that it matters to us.
No, of course not.
He's caught a super two-pounder.
Mike?
He said it had put up quite a fight.
Well, that's what you love most, isn't it, darling? The battle of wits when you're reeling them in.
That's the best part. Everything afterwards is an anticlimax. I suppose you two have been chewing over land prices?
No.
Not really. Well, we're not discussing business tonight. It's a purely social occasion.
It's a long time since Brian and I caught up.
Can we take a look at the riding course you mentioned, Brian?
Actually, we ought to think about going back if we're having a drink before dinner.
Suits me.
Is that all right with you, Amelia? Amanda?
I'm just off, Matt.
Well, are you going to the Bull of Gampus?
Well, I said I'd keep an eye on the kitchen tonight.
Yeah?
Bruce has got the bars running smoothly, but you know what Frieda's like when she's stressed.
Oh, yeah, she was in a dreadful mood yesterday.
Well, that was Nathan Booth making mischief, asking for avocado mousse with his mince cobbler. And if you're working anyway.
Yeah, I thought I'd browse through a few properties.
Might as well go out then. Oh, there's some beef left in the fridge if you want a snack later.
Did you get round to ordering the information pack?
Hmm?
The auction in Perry Vale, the old vicarage?
Oh, no. Oh, I didn't have time.
No, never mind.
I'll ring the agent first thing tomorrow morning.
Yeah, if it's no trouble.
Remind me when I come in. I meant to do it today, but first Jenny rang for a chat, and then I watched 5 minutes of the tennis, and before I...
No, it doesn't matter. It's not one of our main targets, is it?
All the same. You've got to be businesslike.
Well, yes.
I'll ring tomorrow, by lunchtime at the latest. See you later, Tiger.
Yeah, bye, Puss. Hello, Brenda. I wasn't sure if you still had the same number as before.
Any chance of calling me back?
Not a good time.
Not really.
You in Ambridge tonight?
No, I'm staying in Leicester.
Look, give me a ring later. I might be able to solve your travel problems.
A short break before pudding would be lovely, Jennifer.
The bream was delicious.
Mm. So your daughter might be coming back from South Africa?
For a little while, if she's accepted at Felbersham University.
Kate's got a phone interview with the admissions officer tomorrow.
Oh, and she's so nervous about it. She's promised to ring me as soon as possible afterwards.
She made rather a hash of her schooling, you see. Didn't have many formal qualifications.
That doesn't matter.
She's worried her age may count against her.
How old is she?
Only 31. What's that these days? Barely more than a... Not terribly old, is it?
So, we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Well, good luck to her. It took my eldest a long time to find the right profession.
Well, did you say that Gordon's just been promoted?
Yes. Head of Technical Accounting. And he's only been with the company a year.
Benedict's not so happy about Gordon's latest girlfriend, though.
Oh?
Well, it's not that I don't like her, Amanda. She just doesn't bring out the best in him.
I don't see what's wrong with being a performance artist.
It's the kind of performance.
Well, it is a worry, though, isn't it? I mean, hoping your children find somebody suitable.
Just let them get on with it, I say.
Easier said than done, Amelia.
Amanda.
Anyone for more wine?
Not at the moment, thanks.
And I'm all right, darling.
Please.
But we've had plenty of our own troubles that way, haven't we, darling?
Hmm.
I thought all yours were happily settled. Barring little Rory, of course.
Thanks.
Well, in the main.
Well, the three eldest are. It's only Alice we're still concerned about.
Why is that?
She's completely besotted with a boy in the village.
They've been together quite a while.
Well, he's very pleasant. But it's perfectly obvious to everybody else there's no real future in it.
Thanks for calling back, Brenda.
That's okay.
Now, how would you like to work for Amside?
You're offering me a job?
Yeah, with Amside Property Holdings. That's the business Lillian's set up.
Oh, yeah. Tom said something about it.
Selling and renting. We've already bought our first two properties and there are more in the pipeline. We need someone to run the office.
Matt.
What?
With respect, you're not really in a position to run a business, are you? After what happened.
It's not my company. It's all in Lillian's name. Her money. And we have learned from the past there's no Stephen Chalkman around to foul things up this time. Now, we're growing fast already, which is why we want you on board.
Why me?
Because I always rated you, Brenda.
Well, thanks, but I'm...
Look,
really
I know after C3PL, you're going to think twice about getting involved again.
At least twice.
Yeah, look, I understand that. Now, I always regretted you getting caught in the flag when things went belly up, but this time it's straight, Brenda. Nothing dodgy. And we're giving you first refusal. And you'll be employed by Lillian anyway.
What exactly are you offering?
The chance to become a big fish in a rapidly expanding pond.
Doing what?
Running the office, doing a lot of the face-to-face with clients. Basically, you'll be a PA stroke business development executive.
Business development executive.
You'll have a whole raft of admin and sales responsibilities and a whole range of rewards once the business takes off.
It's really nice of you, Matt, but I've already got a job.
Yeah, and if you want to, hang on to it. Spend half your life on the motorway or living away, that's fine. All I'm saying is, I'll match whatever you're making in Leicester. You do the maths about the time and money you'd save working here.
I'm not really sure, Matt.
Okay, well, you don't have to make a decision right now.
I'd want to know an awful lot more, to even consider it. Like a full job description.
Okay, I'll email you one tomorrow. Look at it and have a serious think.
You're sure you wouldn't like another drink, Amanda?
You've had rather a lot, darling.
I'm quite all right, thank you.
So you'll be applying for planning permission soon?
Yes, but it could be a very slow process.
This is for the new livestock market, Benedict.
Yeah. The trouble is there's so much local opposition to the suggested new site.
Well, the residents are up in arms, aren't they?
No cows here, no cows here.
That's right, Amanda. In fact, we're afraid the plans might be subject to government review.
Dear.
I mean, it's very brave of Broadway to take on such a contentious project.
Well, to be honest, it's not something we'd have chosen to do.
No?
Oh.
Are you sure you're all right?
Fine, thank you.
We'll have to think of leaving soon.
So, Rodways don't really want the responsibility of developing the new market themselves?
No, we're not developers. Selling, that's what we're about.
Well, yeah.
Well, the trouble is, we haven't much choice. The council insists it wants the old site back.
They're talking about it becoming a retail park, aren't they?
Or something like that. And we can't afford to lose the livestock side of our business.
The auctions have always been a good earner for Rodways, haven't they?
Well, that's the only reason we've taken the project on. Nobody's enjoying it, though.
Yeah, well, what would happen if, suppose another developer stepped in?
Hmm?
Found a different site, put up a suitable building and leased it out?
Well, that would have a lot to recommend it from our point of view.
Oh.
Yes, yes. Time we were off, dear.
Brian, would you fetch Amanda's jacket, please?
Oh, do you excuse me, Jennifer. It's been a lovely evening, but it's such an early start.
But Rodways would be happy to remain tenants, then, rather than owners.
Well, there would be some considerable advantages, Brian. That's only wishful thinking, really.
Without even consulting me, Matt.
I'm sorry, Pruska.
It'll be my money paying her salary if she says yes, at least till Amside starts making an income.
It was one of those things, a sudden inspiration.
We cannot possibly run the company this
way. I know.
We are equal partners. We make decisions together.
I only offered her the job because I was worried about you.
What?
Well, you've been running yourself into the ground lately. Setting up Amside, helping at the
ball. I know, I've been
keeping
busy.
Keeping an eye on Peggy. Visiting Jack. I'd had enough of standing by and doing nothing.
You should have said you were worried.
Well, I couldn't stand it anymore.
But Brenda...
It should be all right with the photocopying and handing the post. It frees you up for the important stuff. Identifying which properties to go for.
Well...
You see, you're so good at it, Puss. You could have been in business all your life.
Well, there might be some sense in having an office girl, I suppose. But Brenda...
You could have warned me, Brian.
I'm afraid I'd completely forgotten he'd remarried. And I was in such a rush when I invited him.
Oh, honestly.
I know. There were one or two awkward moments. But it came out all right in the end.
Oh, the way you kept calling Amanda Amelia.
Oh, I was trying so hard not to. I kept getting it wrong.
You really called her Melda at one point.
Well, why marry someone with such a similar name? It's asking for trouble.
Perhaps because he loved her. That or the short skirts. Side plates, please.
I can't see it lasting, can you?
It doesn't bode well. Virtually falling asleep while her husband talks about his job.
Not to be fair, it was probably way past her bedtime.
What on earth does she see in him? Apart from the money.
Jenny.
And I suppose it is an awful lot of money.
And did you have to mention Debbie marrying Simon Gerrard?
Sorry, that was unfortunate.
And whatever possessed you to say he was far too old for her?
It just popped into my head like a thought balloon.
Well, it should never have floated into public view. Can I get to the spoons?
Could have kicked myself the moment I said it.
It's not as though you particularly liked Benedict. It took me ages to realise why you'd invited him.
Oh, well, there's no harm in cultivating a few contacts.
I presume BL's going to start looking for a new site for the cattle market?
Oh, well, that did cross my mind, Jenny. Although it's a tremendous long shot.
Very lucrative, if it comes off.
Well, yes. So, don't breathe a word to anyone about it yet. All right?
Tell you, didn't I, Tom?
I know.
You're way too confident about this corner of the field.
Yes, you're right, Jazza. I thought with the hedge behind it, the old fence was good enough.
I pity the two sows, didn't he agree?
Yeah.
You might as well have put up a big flashy exit sign.
It's lucky Helen spotted them on the road.
Another half hour, they'd have been well away, sipping pina coladas on a beach somewhere.
Sorry about dragging you out of the pub to help round them up.
Well, it was easy enough.
Are you sure about giving a hand?
If we don't fix the fence and the hedge, they'll be out again tonight.
That's what I'm worried about.
Probably got false passports waiting in Penyhasset.
I just thought, you know, if you've got an early start tomorrow.
Ah, don't worry. It's Mike's turn on the round. Might as well grab a wee piece of overtime, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's see, we put the posts in, get the wires up. What's that, an hour? Hour and a half?
We should be done well inside an hour.
Fine, I know what it is then. I wasn't enjoying myself at the bull anyway.
No?
Yeah, watching Bruce get the bar ready for the match tomorrow night.
Yeah, can you get started?
Aye. I don't know what bothers me most. We English flags all over, our young Harry bouncing up and down that Tigger. Help him put them up.
You need to move on about Harry.
He needs to move at the bull. Right there. Puts me off my beer grinning like a bampot all the time.
It's called being pleasant.
Hand him a tambourine, pass for Sally Army. I can't wait for Fallon to get back. Have some proper service again.
Do you know when she's coming home?
Right. I texted her. She'll be up in the air now.
Yeah?
Gets back tomorrow afternoon sometime.
Well, Frieda will be pleased.
Aye. There.
Nathan Booth's been very awkward with Fallon and Jolene away.
Took his life in his hands yesterday. Asking for ribbon courgettes with his lasagna.
We'll need one more.
Oh, hi. And you can let me have another piece of pie for doing this as well.
You like the veal and ham then?
It's a belter.
I was lucky to get the veal on Saturday. The wholesaler was almost sold out.
The pastry's spot on.
Everyone who sampled it at Organics loves it, and at home.
I'm no surprised. I reckon you're onto something there.
Jill did a great job baking it.
Aye.
Yeah, I'm glad Vicky got me thinking about pies again.
Yeah. As long as you don't take too much notice of that, Ian. You'll be farming free-range teddy bears next.
Your interview?
Yes, this afternoon.
And how did you get on?
Oh, not too bad.
Have they accepted you?
Well, it's not that simple.
Oh, listen, darling, can I possibly go in and call you back?
Where are you?
Well, I'm in the garden, deadheading some lupins. Oh. But Adam's got a problem with the tractor, and it's starting to get a bit chilly.
Yes, of course.
I'll ring straight back, darling.
Okay.
I want to hear all about it.
Have you seen it?
Derek Fletcher's car?
Flags, streamers, stickers everywhere.
So what?
He's even got a Nod and Dug in an England shirt on the back shelf.
Here.
But, every time I see it, I want to paint my face blue and grab a sword.
Start putting these between the uprights, braveheart.
Okay. Brenda can help her now if she wants.
What? Oh, Brenda?
Your dad told me you were out here.
I thought you were in Leicester till Friday.
I was going to be, then something cropped up.
Oh?
Which we ought to talk about in person.
What?
It's all right, Tom. It's good news. I just came over to see if you'd finished.
Sounds interesting. You're too hot for the phone, eh?
Jazza. What is it?
Well, how long are you going to be?
Oh, I don't know. We've got to finish this bit of fencing.
All right. I know when I'm no wanted.
It's not that, Jazza.
You go home, Tom. I'll finish up here.
Are you sure?
Aye. She's obviously busting to tell you she's pregnant.
What?
Jazza! It's nothing like that.
I'm sorry. I couldn't see why you'd be staring at Tom but looking so happy otherwise.
It's to do with work.
Oh, yeah?
It's quite important.
Would you mind then, Jazz, finishing off?
No, not at all.
Oh, cheers. Just make sure that you...
And don't forget to put the lecky back on, aye?
Right.
Thanks, Jazza. It's a big help.
No problem. As long as Tom saves me an extra big piece of that veal and ham pie. And maybe throws in another half hour's overtime, eh?
Very nice. Very easy to talk to.
This was the admissions officer.
Mrs. Norman. Gillian, actually. She said she didn't do her own degree until she was in her 30s.
Oh, that's encouraging.
Oh, we must have been on the phone for over an hour. Nolly was back from school before we finished.
And what did she ask about?
She wanted to know everything about the orphanage. You know, how I got involved, what I do there. I was really nervous at first, but she was so patient.
Oh, well, that's good.
I told her about the homework hour I'd set up for the older ones, how difficult it was to establish, but now everyone's used to it.
And did you mention the drama club?
Oh, yes, big time. I talked about all the trust exercises, the games.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, she was really interested. Oh, and when I mentioned my volunteer manual, she said she'd already accessed it online.
Really?
I think she'd read right through. She said the section on risk assessment was really well thought out.
Well, it was, darling.
It was great hearing that from her. And my references are okay.
From the head of the orphanage?
And the volunteer coordinator. Uh-huh. Apparently, they said some very nice things.
Oh, that's wonderful, Kate.
So, in light of my obvious dedication, she said, and the skills I've developed here, she's willing to overlook my lack of academic qualifications.
Oh, darling!
And recommend me for a place in September.
Oh, well done. And she actually said that?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's marvellous.
I couldn't believe it. I was so relieved.
When will you be coming back, then?
Hold on.
I mean, you'll need a week or two to settle in beforehand, won't you?
Mrs. Norman said she'd recommend me, not that I'd definitely get a place.
Oh.
I mean, there is a difference.
Oh. She probably had to say that, but surely if she recommends you, you'll be all right.
I hope so. But until I get written confirmation, I'm not going to get carried away.
Oh, that's very sensible.
So, for the moment, you can tell Dad, but no one else.
Oh.
Do you mind?
No, darling. I'm getting rather used to keeping secrets.
I'm going to wait until I know it's definitely happening. Then I want to break the great news to Phoebe myself.
Please, Bren, tell me you're not serious.
I thought you'd be delighted.
You are joking.
It solves all our problems.
You working for Matt?
Yes, Tom.
Come on. Have you forgotten what happened last time?
No.
It pretty well split us
up. Yeah, I know. What happened with C3PL was awful.
Yes, it was.
But it's not like that now.
So prison's turned Matt into an angel?
No, I'm not saying... Believe me, I was just as sceptical as you at first.
I don't think so, Bren. I'm way beyond sceptical.
I didn't take the offer seriously either. It was only because it meant I'd be back in Ambridge I even considered it.
And that would be great.
Until I looked at the job description. Tom is perfect.
Well, of course he's going to make it sound all right.
Here. Marketing, advertising and promotion planning, advising on formulation of sales strategy, market research... Sales organisation, appropriate administration.
This is what Matt does,
Bren. Everything I want to be involved in.
He promises you the moon.
It's a chance to have real responsibility, to be a big part of a new company.
Which might collapse in the next 5 minutes.
That's the same with any startup. No one can guarantee success.
No, they can't.
But I reckon Amside's got a pretty good chance. It's all right, Tom. I went through all these doubts yesterday.
Yesterday?
And that's when Matt rang me.
Well, why didn't you say anything when I called last night?
I wanted to work out what I thought myself first.
Oh,
and then
great.
Come and discuss it with you today before I completely made my mind up.
Completely?
Oh, don't be like that. I want us both to feel positive about this.
Well, I'm sorry, Bren, but I can't.
I can see that it's very flattering to be asked.
I'm not flattered. I've found the job I want.
What about Leicester? You're enjoying what you're doing at Sapphire Vision, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, then.
Up to a point. But there are so many people ahead of me. Even if I'm taken on permanently, it'll be years before I have any real responsibility.
I know that's frustrating.
And do you honestly want me to go on living away?
No, no, of course not.
I mean, it's driving me nuts. If I work for Amside, I can ask for a better salary and have none of the hassle.
Why don't you just come back to Ambridge anyway?
Without a job?
You can look round again.
Oh, Tom!
Yeah, all right. Oh. I know it was pretty awful last time.
So I hated it. Watching my life disappear, doing nothing.
But with Matt's record, Amside's way too risky.
No, it isn't. I've checked it all out. Look, it's properly registered. It's got good funding. Matt's put it all down.
Yeah. He's very persuasive. He was going to save my business, remember?
Well, yeah.
And then look what happened.
That was all part of the same problem with C3PL.
And what's to stop that happening again?
Okay, two things. One, no Stephen Chalkman.
Come on, it wasn't all Chalkman's fault.
He was behind all the serious stuff that went wrong.
Says Matt.
He was, I know.
Then Matt didn't show great judgment in trusting him, did he?
Yeah, which is my second point. It's squeaky clean, Tom. It has to be. It's Lillian's business.
Oh, and you get on so well with her, don't you?
Yeah, all right. We had problems in the past. A long time ago. It doesn't bother me now.
Oh, pray.
And it obviously doesn't bother her. Whatever else you think of her, she'll make sure Amside stays on the straight and narrow. She's not going to let Matt go inside again, is she?
You'd be making such a mistake.
Oh, Tom, can't you see what a great opportunity this is for me?
No.
I wouldn't touch it if I thought there was anything dodgy about it. I mean, don't you trust my judgment at all?
Yes, of course I do.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like it. I'm getting something to eat.
Look, it's brilliant you want to be back in Ambridge.
Huh.
It's what I want as well. So why don't you leave Leicester anyway?
We've been through this.
I was going to say, you could get more involved in the Bridge Farm business. I'm sure we could create a post for you.
Oh, get real, Tom.
I know it'd only be part-time to start with.
There just isn't the work there for me. Or the money to pay a reasonable salary.
Not immediately, perhaps.
Besides, it's not challenging enough.
Oh, well, thanks.
It's true. There isn't the scope for really big deals there yet. And you're the same as me. We want to achieve things. Maybe when my career is actually going somewhere, it'll be easier for me to look at the other stuff. The things we both want.
Does that have to mean working for Matt?
Well, that's something I've got to make my own mind up about, isn't it? And I don't have many other options at the moment, Tom. So I'm very tempted to take the job.
Jamie!
Hiya, Kenton.
Oh, they lumbered you with a trolley, did they? Hey, good to see you back, mate. Good flight.
Yeah.
You look shattered. Hi, Fallon.
Hi.
Kathy, welcome back, love.
Mm. Hello, Kenton.
Well done. You made it. How are you?
I'm fine. You got my text about Fallon?
Yes.
You didn't text back?
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise I was meant to.
Is that all right, giving me a lift as well?
Yeah, of course it is.
I know it's cheeky.
No, it's not. I was always expecting you to come with us.
Oh, I didn't think you'd mind.
No, it's not an issue. Never was.
Well, if you confirm.
Yeah, honestly, it's absolutely fine. No, it's great to see all of you back.
Not bad for a Wednesday night, Kirsty.
Oh, we've still got the novelty factor, haven't we? People want to see what the new Jax is like.
Everyone I know thinks it's pretty cool.
There you go, Alice.
Oh, thanks.
Altogether, that's 780.
There you go.
Thanks, Chris.
Though really, Alice should be paying. She made a fortune today.
No, I haven't.
Well, what have you been doing?
Selling strawberries in Lakey Green all afternoon.
She sold millions of them. So, just to outdo Brian.
Hey?
Oh, I had a friendly bet with Dad. It was at the market in Edgeley.
Your dad was selling strawberries.
With all the extra bays. There are loads coming through now. So Adam's wrote to me to do a couple of markets. Mm.
To make it more interesting, Brian bet Alice a tenner he'd sell more than she did.
And you won?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Only by giving them away.
Oh, not true.
Alice?
I simply offered a tempting discount in the last hour.
Tempting? Better than half price.
What did your dad think?
Oh, well, I forgot to mention the discount part to him.
She was too busy collecting her winnings.
Oh, you little minx. Well,
I couldn't let him beat me, could I?
Hey, well, why not put some of your ill-gotten gains towards a good cause?
Huh?
Save it for my wildflower sale.
Wildflowers? Exciting.
Go on. The Wildlife Trust trying to raise money for a hide at Artright Lake.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about a guided bird walk there.
Yeah, that's on Friday. I'm working, unfortunately. But I've volunteered to organise a plant sale in Ambridge next month.
Mum might be interested.
Oh, will you tell her about it? It's all coming from proper nurseries.
Yeah, OK. I'll see if she'll put something on the website.
Oh, cool, thanks. If she's interested, I'll give her all the details.
Oh, I don't know how you do it, Kirsty.
What?
Work in Ambridge Organics during the day, come here in the evening.
Well, not every evening.
Typical student. She doesn't understand about working for a living yet.
Well, when you do get any free time, you do voluntary work.
Well, that's what happens when you've got a job. You're always juggling priorities, deciding how best to use your time.
You'll soon find out when you finish uni.
Actually, I was having the same conversation with Brenda earlier. She rang just before I came out. She's in a real tizz about work.
Duncan's parents weren't well enough to get there.
Oh, that's a shame.
There were hardly enough of us to fill the front row in the end.
Well, there was a very good memorial at the Bull, Jamie. Everyone was telling nice stories about your dad.
The funeral's awful.
Yeah. The crematorium was so empty. It's a pity more people hadn't made an effort to be there.
So, when's your mum coming back, Fallon?
Next Wednesday.
All right. I thought she might fly back with you.
Well, she couldn't.
Oh, well, I suppose you'd have to change her ticket.
No, so. It's not just that. She's sorting out some paperwork.
She wants to bring Dad's ashes back with her.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry we're crawling along. Once we're past the roadworks, I'll put my foot down.
There's no rush.
Well, no, I was thinking for Jamie. I've recorded the match. You know the result?
Yeah, 1-0.
He texted Martin as soon as we landed.
Right. Well, the second half was hell. Couldn't believe it. You know, first, Defoe missed, and then Rooney hit the post. But we held on for grim death, and England go through.
Great.
Yeah, we've got a portable in the kitchen at Jack's. Vuvuzelas and Rule Britannia battling over the tapas non-stop.
How did the opening go, Kenton?
Well, Jack's. Oh, it was great. It was pretty good. Opening night was busy, and we've done okay since.
Oh, good.
And we had a disaster with one of the beer coolers last night, mind. And it doesn't matter. I'm getting it sorted.
I'm glad it's gone well.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, almost back to two lanes. Soon have you home, Jamie.
Don't worry. I'm all right.
Yeah? You sound absolutely bushed, mate.
That is so unfair, Jude.
Like Jez Williams is bothered about being fair.
He actually said you could be thrown out if you don't change.
Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
He'd love to see me chucked out of college.
But why?
Because he doesn't like me, Fizz. Simple as that.
Do you really think so?
Yeah. I don't creep round him like everyone else on my course, do I?
Go straight to Sally Manning's. Tell her your head of department is being totally unfair with you.
No.
Why not? The vice principal should know what's going on. She'll do something about it.
I can't be bothered.
But if Williams is threatening to get you thrown out for no good reason...
Oh, that's the trouble. He had half a dozen excuses ready. I've missed a few lectures.
Everyone
my
does.
Work's never on time. I need to put much more effort into it. He just went on and on.
But you work really hard when you have to. You were slogging away on Sunday.
Oh, I told him that. He just said I should have started sooner. Plan what you're doing better.
Honestly, the part of the project I saw looked great.
Oh, you're so picky about it. All right, there were one or two glitches with the sound files, but he refused to see the bigger picture.
I bet he didn't want to.
It was a portal to a whole environment. I was using film, music, run the cursor over the rocks, he got a drum sound.
I thought that was brilliant.
All he was bothered about was the tiny, unimportant stuff. I could easily have put it all right.
He's just jealous. There's probably nothing he can do that you can't do 10 times better.
Well, that's just it. Hardly any of the lecturers are any good.
I know.
Well, that's why I skip the odd day now and then. There's no point going in to be taught stuff you already know.
Of course not. They treat us like little kids sometimes.
Yeah, which is what Williams is doing now, holding this big threat over me, hoping I'll be scared.
Hiya.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Evening, Jude.
Hi.
Mind if we join you?
This is our favourite part too. The leather sofas are gorgeous, aren't they?
So, what are you up to?
Oh, talking about college. It's been a bit of a bad day, actually.
Oh, shame.
We sort of came in here to drown our sorrows.
Well, this is a great place to chill out.
We thought it'd be perfect for planning our road trip.
Oh?
We're going to the States next month, starting in San Fran, seeing some of my friends from uni.
Then hiring a car and going wherever we want.
Right then, Jamie. See you tomorrow.
Night.
Oh, blimey, he must be exhausted. Not wanting to watch the game. I thought England going through might cheer him up a bit.
Well, normally he'd watch a game like that at the Bull, wouldn't he? With his dad.
Of course. Now, what do you want to eat?
Oh, nothing, thanks.
Oh, that's no trouble. Pasta, a chop.
I'm not hungry. We ate on the plane.
Oh.
Well, you get yourself something.
No, I'm all right. You just say if you want anything later.
Oh, thanks.
So how was he over there?
Very composed in public. He was so brave at the funeral.
Oh, good lad.
But he broke down a couple of times when we were on our own.
Ah, well, must be devastating for him.
No, it really hit him when we started packing to come back.
Oh, Lord. Well, that must have been tough for you, too.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have some support.
Oh. How are you feeling now?
Oh, tired.
I bet. Well, you've had a hell of a week. Was Jolene all right with you? I mean, she wasn't funny about you being there.
I'm sorry. I'm too worn out to talk now, Kenton.
Oh.
Do you mind if I just get a shower and go to bed?
On the soft stuff now, Chris.
Guess he's driving. Have you got a tray?
Yep.
Thanks. I'm hoping another drink will cheer Jude up.
Oh, he didn't look very happy when they came in.
It's like talking to a depressed undertaker.
Oh, dear.
We can't get a word out of him.
Are you all right with that?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh.
You get that. I'll go and rescue Alice.
Hello, Jaxbar.
Oh, hi, Kirsty. How are we doing?
Oh, Kenton.
We've got many in tonight.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, any more problems with the cooler?
No.
Well, if it's playing up again, we'll insist on a replacement.
No, it's been okay.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Never mind about here. Did Jamie and Kathy get back safely?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then concentrate on them.
Well, they've both gone to bed, actually. So, if you're busy, I might as well pop down for a while.
There we go.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, thanks.
I was telling Pip and Jude you want to see the Grand Canyon.
Oh, definitely. The viewing platform at the top sounds amazing. You're standing on glass.
Oh, wow. Now we've just got to get the money together.
I told you, we'll be all right.
I want to pay my share. Jude's done loads of travelling, haven't you?
Yeah, I've seen a few places, I suppose.
Chris, there's Sai in India downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to go and say hello.
Definitely.
Excuse us.
Maybe catch you later.
Yeah, bye. Sorry, Jude, I didn't ask them to come over.
No, it's all right. I had a chance to think while they were rabbiting on.
About what?
I've had it with college. I'm quitting.
Because of Jez Williams?
No, he was only the last straw. I'm not learning anything there. The course is badly run. It's completely pointless staying on.
Are you sure?
Certain. First thing tomorrow, I'll ring Williams. Tell him that's it. It'll be like walking out of prison.
What will you do instead?
That's what I was thinking about. I'll start travelling.
Oh.
I can't wait to get out of this small-minded little town.
Do you want to go to Europe ahead of me? That's okay, we could meet up in a few weeks.
Not Europe, Fizz.
No?
No, I told you, I'm through with small-minded. I want to do some real travelling.
Like where?
I've always fancied Australia. You know, somewhere young and alive, where things happen.
I mean, that would be brilliant. But for how long?
I don't know. Maybe not Australia. I might go back to the States.
Somewhere like New York?
And more adventurous than that, Fizz. Actually, hiring a car's not a bad idea. I like that. Coast to coast, see everything.
Go the whole way across America.
Find somewhere I like, stop and pick up a job for a while, then drive somewhere else amazing. Oh, yeah. This is such a brilliant idea.
But it would take ages, Jude.
So? After all I've been through at college, don't I deserve some kind of reward? Like a year abroad?
Are you thinking of moving then, Matt?
Huh? Oh, no.
That's the part of the echo most people chuck away.
No, I was just browsing. Seeing if there's anything new up for sale.
Are these finished with?
Yeah, you can have them. Thought you'd take today off, Alan.
Oh, no chance. Not with Bruce gone. He's standing in at the Fleece now.
Oh, well, that dive. Oh, good luck to him.
We were lucky he was available to cover here so long.
Bet you could have done with more time to catch your breath, eh?
Oh, not too bad. Well, I'm completely out of it.
Yeah, long haul always knocks you sideways.
You just get on with it, don't you?
Yeah. How's your mum bearing up?
Well, she's been amazing so far. Yeah. Though I'm worried about how it's going to hit her when she gets back.
Must have been hell of a shock.
Yes.
I mean, Sid looked so well last time I saw him.
Mum said she'd no idea. Oh, excuse me. Harry?
Yeah?
Any chance of borrowing you for a minute?
Thanks for waiting, Gran.
I told you I would.
The school bus was on time for once.
Normally, I leave a week between inspections. Do the zip guard properly, Josh.
Okay.
But with the rain interrupting us on Sunday, and it's such a lovely afternoon, a lot of them will still be flying.
That'll make it easier, won't it?
I hope so.
Just my wellies now.
We want to know how likely they are to swarm.
A swarm of bees in May is worth a load of hay. A swarm of bees in June...
A silver spoon?
A swarm of bees in July isn't worth a fly.
I didn't think you'd remember.
Remember?
I used to say that to you when you were little.
Did you?
To all of you at different times.
I had a quick look at a beekeeping site last night after I downloaded your cooking demo.
Oh, Lord, don't remind me about that.
Why not? I haven't started editing it, but you look really good in it.
Hardly. I made so many mistakes.
No, you didn't. Come and see it before we go out.
Oh, let's not risk losing the sunshine. You can show me later.
You won't want to come in then. Pip will be back.
Josh, I've told you you're being very hard on her.
But it's true, Gran. The atmosphere's awful when she's around.
You're exaggerating, dear.
I'm not. You should have seen her at breakfast. She was an even bigger misery than last time about something.
Can do it myself, but...
You'd like some around, just in case?
Well, I've changed kegs before, but most times Sid was with me.
Ah.
He did nearly all the cellar work. Something else me and Mum are going to have to get used to.
And what do you want me to do?
Check the dates on the fresh kegs, then bring the oldest over.
Okay.
I'll get rid of this one.
Are you and your Mum going to carry on running the bull?
Well, I guess so. I don't know. Actually, I've no idea what Mum wants to do. I don't think she does yet.
Well, it's too soon, I guess.
We haven't really talked about it. There was so much else to do over there.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, bring it in a bit more.
Okay.
She's being so strong. She organised the funeral almost by herself. Wish I could have stayed out longer.
And to keep an eye on her.
Well, she's got no one else to turn to now.
I thought she was staying with Sid's daughter.
Oh, she is. But Lucy's taken it so badly. Mm. And her second baby's due in September, so she's enough to worry about anyway. And then there's Matthew to look after.
Uh-huh.
Her husband, Duncan, is doing his best, but he's had to go back to work now.
Oh, so your mum's doing all the running around, is she?
Basically. At least she and Lucy are getting on okay.
Mm. Oh, do you want me to tighten that?
Oh, no, hand tight's fine. Didn't feel right coming back without her.
Couldn't you have stayed on?
Well, when she said that she was hanging on until next week for Lucy's sake and to organise bringing back Sid's ashes, I wanted to change my ticket.
Oh, we'd have managed here somehow.
Maybe, but Mum said that Sid wouldn't want this place neglected. He never trusted relief managers. And we'd chopped and changed with my ticket going over anyway, so it seemed best to come back with Jamie and Kathy.
And you wish you hadn't now?
I don't know. I'll tell you something, though.
What?
It feels so strange here now without Sid around.
Yeah, you must miss him.
I really do. We'd got so close. And he was so good for Mum. She was so happy with him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, dear. I'm still all over the place with travelling. This is how I feel. What's Mum going through?
Yeah. Have you been in touch since you've been back?
I spoke to her online first thing this morning. I'm going to every day until she gets home.
Mm. Well, give her my best wishes, won't you?
Of course.
And any time you need help, Fallon.
Yeah.
I mean it.
Thanks.
Brenda, I've been waiting for a call. Where are you?
At work. Well, I nipped out for a sandwich.
Made a decision yet?
Almost.
Come on, you're going to work for Amsoda, aren't you?
I'm definitely interested.
Thought you would be.
On two conditions.
Which are?
If I do join, I've got to see Tubed through to launch first.
Tubed?
The energy drink I'm working on.
What kind of name is that?
It's a surf thing. The launch is happening mid-July. We've got a week of promotions and I've put so much into
Fine.
It. You don't mind?
No, I knew you'd have to serve notice. Come to us when you're ready.
Well, the other thing is...
Salary?
Yeah. On the job description, you said by negotiation.
So? Let's negotiate.
Okay. Well, I've been thinking about it.
Where are you on at the moment? About 18,000?
Yes, quite close.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
How did you know
Information's
that?
What I do, Brenda. So, let's start you off at the same amount, yeah?
The same? Then there's no reason for me to move.
Oh, yeah, every reason. You won't be living away. No rent to pay, and what you save in petrol would be as good as a pension.
But I'll miss all sorts of opportunities.
Such as?
Sapphire Vision's got links with agencies in New York, Amsterdam...
Oh, that'll solve all your travel problems.
I can make a lot more contacts if I stay here than with Amside.
Not necessarily.
And there's a career structure at Sapphire.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In 5 years, you'd be head of Teaspoons.
It's an established company. If I'm giving that up, I want to be compensated.
How much compensation are we talking about?
I was thinking if I started on... 20,000. It's a fair salary.
Oh, there must be too many E-numbers in Tube. You've started talking funny.
I'm serious, Matt. I like the idea of working for Amside. It could really go places.
It's going to.
But there are no guarantees. You've got to make the risk worthwhile for me.
Okay, I guess the reason I'm offering you the job in the first place is because you've got some business sense. All right, I'm not going to humiliate you. I'll move a little.
Go on.
But it's the only offer I'm going to make. If you don't like it, put the phone straight down. We'll stop wasting each other's time, yeah?
Yeah.
19,000.
Yeah, all right.
Good decision, Brenda. Congratulations on joining Amside.
No queen cells.
I think you're right.
So they won't be swarming soon?
Probably not. This hive isn't as crowded as the last one, is it?
Is that why they swarm? They're too crowded?
That's one of the reasons. When there are too many bees in a colony, the queen substance doesn't get passed right through.
Queen substance sounded gross on the website.
It isn't at all. It just creates a good atmosphere in a hive. Like the smell of baking bread in a house. Keep looking for the queen.
How? It's impossible.
Remember, the bee with the long legs.
That doesn't help in this crowd.
Sometimes you can tell by the way the other bees get out of her way.
On the website, it said you can put a dab of paint on the queen to make her easier to find.
I've done that sometimes.
I wish you'd done it now.
It was becoming too fiddly for me.
I'll do it if you like.
That's not a bad idea. Oh, now, there, see?
That's the queen?
Yes. Can't you see how big her abdomen is?
I think so.
She's got eggs to lay. She can produce well over 1,000 in a day. Some authorities say 2,000.
Wow.
It must be exhausting, mustn't it?
I'm glad it's not like that with the hens. We'd never stop collecting them.
No, I haven't been in long either, Puss.
I'd have got home sooner, but I called in on Jenny after visiting Jack.
Ah, how is he?
No different from last time or the time before.
Ah, poor old fella.
He never took his eyes off the bird feeders. Hardly seemed to notice me.
Nah, I'm sure he's glad of the company.
Well, it put It's Mum's mind at rest if she's not going in. And then I let Jenny offload her troubles.
What's she complaining about now?
She's not happy about Alice driving around America with Chris Carter next month.
What's wrong with that?
Well, she says they see far too much of each other as it is. She'd like Alice to make more time for her other friend.
Kids today, eh? All that commitment. Whatever happened to free love?
What have you been up to, Tiger?
Oh, bits and pieces.
You been anywhere?
Only to town. I picked up some info on the old warehouse in Little Croxley.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I was going to do that, wasn't I?
No, it doesn't matter. Oh. Then I got the Echo and had lunch at the Bull. I marked a couple of things in the property there.
Well, I'll have a look later.
And then Brenda rang. And we agreed terms.
So, she's taking the job?
Yep. She knows a good thing when she sees it.
Sure she does. When's she starting?
Not for a month yet. I'll ring Dave Kedge tomorrow, get him to set up a payroll scheme.
How much are we paying her?
We agreed on 19,000, Ian.
19? That's an awful lot, Matt.
It's the going rate, puss.
For a glorified temp?
It'll be worth it. Once the admin's running smoothly, we can do a lot more business.
Couldn't you have got her for less?
I wouldn't want to. She'd be too easy to poach then. If she'd stuck to her guns a bit longer, I might have gone up to 20.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't. I still don't understand why you're so keen to employ her.
Because she's loyal. She's got a little bit of Nelson drive. She'll fit right in with what we want to do.
Well, let's hope so.
I mean, obviously, if you're still unhappy about
it. It's fine, Matt. You've made the offer and that's that. But in future, we have to agree on appointments and questions of salary together.
Yeah, of course, Puss.
It's time you got used to having me as your business partner.
I know.
You can't carry on like a maverick deciding everything on your own.
I'm not going to anymore, Lillian.
So you say.
No, I mean it. As far as I'm concerned, the whole essence of Amside from now on is teamwork. And by getting Brenda on board, we've just strengthened the team considerably.
Take time, Beth. Take time. Get up. Stand.
I've got the gate, David.
Lie down, Beth. Good job.
I see a couple of likely ones.
You'd expect some of the singles to be ready to go off by now.
Well, let's get them weighed and see.
Well, I can probably manage on my own, though.
It's all right. I've got time before milking. It's going a lot quicker now so many are drying off.
Well, I'd have asked Bert to help, but he's gone to Arkwright for a bird walk.
Oh, Kirsty mentioned that when I was in organics. And a wildflower plant sale she's pushing next month.
She's got some energy, isn't she?
She says Jax has had a good first week.
Well, that's just as well. Right, you send them down, I'll wait.
Okay.
You know, when I saw Kenton yesterday, he definitely needed something to cheer him up.
Well, I'll come and get it for you now, Lillian.
No, it's all right, Pat. Carry on with what you're doing.
Well, if the Bull's running short...
It's not urgent.
No?
No, as long as I get the ice cream to the kitchen by this evening.
Well, it would be handy if I could finish packing the lettuce first.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Tony's waiting to run a few things into the shop.
In fact, I'm sure the ice cream could wait till tomorrow, actually. I only promised to pick it up to humour Frieda.
She's still being crotchety.
She does buckle under pressure, doesn't she?
I thought she'd be all right with Fallon back in charge.
Yeah, she might be, if Nathan Booth wasn't still playing silly devil.
Oh.
Sticking his head round the kitchen door last night. Did we have any salsa verde?
It wouldn't be like that with Jolene around.
No.
Do you know when she's coming home?
Next Wednesday, unless there's a problem with Sid's ashes.
I'm glad she's bringing them back. Wouldn't seem right leaving them there.
No.
Has she decided where to scatter them?
Not yet, according to Fallon. She's leaving everything like that till she's home.
Must be so difficult for her.
Yeah.
It's bad enough at the best of times. But to happen when you're on the other side of the world.
Fallon said she looked utterly exhausted when they spoke this morning.
Poor Jolene. When someone you love dies, tears you apart. Sleep just goes out the window.
Yeah.
And Sid's such a loss to so many other people as well. Kathy was in tears about him last night.
Oh.
And she's very worried about Jamie.
Well, naturally.
Yeah, he's virtually glued himself to his game consoles since he got back. Doesn't want to face reality.
Must be awful losing your father at that age.
He only seems to open up to Kenton. And, of course, he's not around very much at the moment.
Oh, I don't suppose so, with the bar opening.
Which doesn't make it very easy for Kathy either.
Oh, life's impossible sometimes, isn't it? I mean, I can see Kenton's problem. Starting a new business takes up every last minute of your time.
Oh, yes. Jennifer was telling me. What's it called? Amside?
Amside Property Holdings. What do you think?
Oh, good name. And this is Matt's new venture.
Oh, not Matt's, darling. Mine. I'm the name director.
Oh, that's very enterprising of you. Jennifer said you're doing up residential properties.
Buying, renting, refurbishing. Anything I can do to make an honest buck.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
And you feel it's the right time to be going into property?
Well, there are a few opportunities about, and we've got off to a very good start.
Oh, that's right. The two houses on Hillside.
Mm, and they're only the beginning. We've got plenty of bigger fish to fry as well, which is why we've taken on Brenda.
Brenda's working for you?
From the middle of next month. Hasn't Tom told you?
No.
Oh, well, I suppose it was only confirmed yesterday.
Oh.
We're so busy, the appointment was rather rushed.
Well, she'll certainly be pleased to be working back in Ambridge. And I know her drinks project finishes soon.
Well, in an ideal world, we might have looked round a little longer, seen who else was available.
You'd be lucky to do better than Brenda. She's a very capable young woman.
Hmm, yeah. I've no doubt she can manage basic office jobs.
Oh, you've got some growing to do yet. Out you go. Go on that way.
A complete natural, isn't she?
Who, Mum?
She could have been born to cut in front of a camera.
And the next.
Off you go.
Well, it's a great demo, although still needs a lot of editing.
But Josh hasn't had any time yet.
Mum's face when that piece of celery flew off the chopping board.
And the way Josh ducked when it almost hit him.
His camera was all over the place. 40.5, you'll do nicely. No, that way. Go on.
Is that Pip?
Oh, she's back early.
Good to see she hasn't lost her confidence on a quad bike.
Well, there's no reason she should, as long as she never lets her idiot boyfriend near one again.
On you go.
You know, my only criticism is that once or twice I thought Mum over-explained what she was doing. I mean, everyone knows what working the flour in means.
So you're an expert on cutlery programmes now, eh?
I've watched Nigella and Sophie Dahl once or twice.
Oh, maybe, but you'd be hard-pressed to say what they were cooking afterwards.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. No, off you go. You're not ready yet.
Hi, Pip. Oh, yeah. Do you want a hand?
Oh, it's very nice of you. I thought you were seeing your tutor this afternoon.
Didn't you say you had a post-exam meeting?
Yeah. I've been in and seen him already.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah.
Well, how did it go?
I wouldn't mind talking to you about it, actually.
At least there haven't been any complaints about the papers this week.
No, everything seems to be running smoothly whenever I go in.
That's something else Brenda made a good job of.
Hmm?
The publicity for the grand opening. She did most of it by herself.
Well, yeah, wasn't too bad. Though in many ways, a community shop virtually advertises itself.
Right. Well, I think these are ready to take to Tony.
Do you want me to carry the other tray?
Oh, would you mind?
Not at all.
And she's done some great marketing for us. I only wish we could afford to take her on full-time ourselves.
Don't get me wrong, Pat. I mean, I'm perfectly happy to employ Brenda. Once you get past that rather gauche exterior, she's much less limited than you'd think.
It doesn't help if you both get worked up.
I'm not getting worked up.
You are, Dad.
I am simply saying there is no way that you can give up college. You're only halfway through.
What advice did your tutor give you?
Nothing. Kevin Baker never says anything useful.
Well, you don't need his opinion. We're telling you. You can't do it.
Mum, you agreed, didn't you, months ago?
Well,
I could leave college if I wasn't happy. You said that. You promised.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
If you weren't getting anywhere in your studies.
Yeah, which doesn't apply now, because you are.
I'm not. And you can't go back on your word.
What's brought this on, Pip?
Nothing.
There must be some reason.
You seem to settle in so well after Christmas.
No, I didn't.
You haven't fallen out with Jude, have you? Is that what all this is about?
No.
What does he have to say about you wanting to leave college?
He doesn't know yet.
Well, you haven't told him?
I'm pleased you're talking to us first.
He won't mind. He's giving up college as well.
Oh, is he?
I see.
He says it's a waste of time. He wants to go travelling instead.
So this is all his idea, is it?
No. I'm fed up with college as well. I'm not learning anything useful.
You wouldn't be saying that if Jude was staying, Pip.
I would. I'm really unhappy there. That's why I want to go travelling as well.
So you want to go with him?
Of course. He says that's the best way to learn. Go and do some real living.
You might find that costs rather a lot of money, Pip.
Which is why I'm going to work for a few weeks, earn enough to get started on our way to Australia.
Australia?
What? Or America, we haven't decided yet.
We haven't decided? Don't you mean that Jude hasn't decided?
No, Pip.
Look, Pip, love, you can't wreck your education for the sake of someone else's dream.
It's not someone else's. It's what I want to do.
When you don't even know where you're going. Look, your father's right. You mustn't do this for Jude's sake.
Why won't you listen to me? I'm not.
Pip, if you want to travel, by all means, take a year out when you finish college.
No.
Why not? We'd be happy for you to have a gap year.
Absolutely.
That'll be too late.
I know a year's time seems like forever
it's
now.
It's not
but
that.
You can stay in touch with Jude till then. Maybe fly over and see him at Christmas, wherever he is.
This isn't about Jude. It's what I want.
But it doesn't make sense, Pip.
None at all.
Giving up your whole education for a long holiday.
No, I mean, not when you've put so much work into your A-levels already.
But I haven't.
Oh, Pip, don't be so hard on yourself.
All right, you've had some ups and downs.
Will you listen? I've completely messed them up already.
Let's wait and see what your results are like.
That's not what I'm... I know I've done really badly.
How do you know?
For a start, I totally missed one of them.
What?
I didn't get in for my second business studies paper.
You missed it altogether.
I got the time wrong. I thought it was in the afternoon, not the morning. I didn't realise until it was too late.
Well, why didn't you tell us, Pip?
Because you'd only have had a go at me for being out the night before.
What, you've been out with Jude?
It wasn't his fault we got back late. It was his car, remember?
Yeah, but if you hadn't been out with him...
Oh, David, that won't solve anything. Look, Pip. Missing one paper isn't a disaster. Not with all the effort you've put into the others.
That's just it. I've ruined some of them as well.
What's been going on?
I was so upset about missing business studies. I wrecked my second biology paper.
You don't know that.
I do. I was in such a panic I didn't even answer half the questions properly. I'll never catch up.
I wish you'd told us.
Why? So you could have another go at Jude?
No. We would have tried to help.
There's nothing you can do. No matter what I do next year, I'm going to end up with rubbish grades. So what is the point?
If you really apply yourself, you can still do quite well.
Don't you get it? It'd be a complete waste of time going back.
All right. Come on, let's not rush into anything.
No.
I've made up my mind. I tried pleasing you after Christmas by staying on and it hasn't worked.
Now you've told us what happened with your exams, I can understand why you're so upset. You obviously need some time to think things through.
No, I don't.
All right, look. Maybe your mum and I could come into college with you one day.
No.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
We'll all meet up with Mr. Baker. We'll talk through your options.
There's no point, Dad.
We're not committing you to anything, Pip. It would still be your decision.
I know that. And I've already made it. I wasn't discussing my plans with Mr. Baker this afternoon. I was telling him what I'm doing. I've already left.